This is Radio America right here.
It really makes for great drama.
There's love, there's romance, there's a little bit of intrigue.
We are in historic times.
You are the only repository of local news.
And by local, I mean really local.
It's time for This Morning with Aaron Keck. Now here's Aaron on 97.9 The Hill.
Good morning. It is 6:06 and 45 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We've got some clouds in the sky and clouds continuing through the day with highs in the mid-50s. Overnight lows around 40 tonight. Cloudy again tomorrow with a slight chance of rain and a little bit cooler with highs only getting up into the upper 40s for your Thursday. It'll be back up in the 50s again by the time we get to the weekend, though. 6:07 is your time. Let's catch up on local news. Election Day has come and gone, and in Chapel Hill, Mayor Pam Heminger has won re-election to a fourth term, getting 61% of the vote to fend off a tough challenge from town council member Hong Bin Gu. In the race for town council, Karen Stegman, Camille Berry, Paris Miller-Fouché, and Adam Searing came out on top. 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras has the story from Chapel Hill.
After a contentious race, Pam Heminger has secured the mayoral seat for Chapel Hill. This will be her fourth term as mayor. Heminger ran against current Chapel Hill Town Council member Hong Bin Gu, who was elected to the town council in 2017, as well as UNC law student Zachary Boyce. With all 16 precincts reporting, the incumbent mayor ended election night with roughly 60% of vote. Tuesday night, Heminger told 97.9 The Hill that she was grateful for her family, her campaign team, and of course, Chapel Hill voters, as she celebrated her victory at Mediterranean Deli on Franklin Street.
It's been a wonderful evening and a lot of cheering, and I congratulate everyone out there who ran a great campaign. And we do have a lot of changeover in our community, so making sure people are up to speed on what's going on was important, and hearing from people what they for the future and what they want for the future was really important.
Heading into her fourth term in office, she said her top priorities include the town's climate action plan, focusing on middle-income housing, and downtown revitalization. And now, she's excited to see new faces on the town council, where four seats were also up for grabs on Tuesday. Paris Miller-Fouché, Camille Berry, Adam Searing, and incumbent Karen Stegman claimed their spots on the town council, beating out four other candidates. With all 16 precincts reporting, lone incumbent Karen Stegman led the pack with 20.14% of votes. Stegman has served on the town council since 2017 and said she's excited to continue serving the community.
I'm looking forward to getting back to work and just working with my colleagues on our priorities that we have identified so clearly around affordable housing and climate change and equity. And, you know, we have momentum and we just have to keep at it. You know, change doesn't happen overnight, but we're making progress and we need to keep fighting and keep working hard. And I'm excited to get back to it.
Close behind Stegman, Berry and Miller-Fouché claimed the second and third seats, ending the night with 20.04 and 19.92% of votes, respectively. All three leading candidates were endorsed by Next Chapel Hill Carrboro. Berry said winning alongside Stegman and Miller-Fouché was especially rewarding.
To finish in second was incredible, but to finish in the company of the women that I was really proud to say I support was awesome for me.
And Miller-Fouché echoed Barry's sentiments.
I'm really, really excited about the candidates that have been chosen to serve. I think the message that was sent was we are part of a region that is growing and we want to grow. We have to grow. But we want to grow in a way that is going to be inclusive, culturally inclusive, that advances racial equity, and really puts a future for our town in the reach of everybody, and not just a few.
Adam Searing, who was endorsed by Chalt, the Sierra Club, and the News and Observer, beat out candidate Vimala Rajendran, who trailed Searing by 2%. Claiming the fourth and final seat, he said he hopes for a more unified Chapel Hill.
Our responsibility is to represent everyone and to enact the vision that I think we all have for a better town. We have a little bit different ways to get there, but I think if we try and work together a little more and put some of these ideas into practice and maybe compromise on each side, that we can get to a place where we all feel pretty good about.
Other candidates who ran for a town council seat included Robert Beasley, Jeffrey Hoagland, and Andrew Creech, who pulled out of the race earlier on. You can learn more about the Orange County races Tuesday night on chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Al Karras.
It was a good night for the organization Next Chapel Hill Carborough. They endorsed Heminger, Stegman, Barry, and Miller Fushi and saw all four candidates win. Less so for Chult, the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town. They saw victory for only one of the three candidates they endorsed, Adam Searing. A pre-election survey from Public Policy Polling showed Chult relatively unpopular among Chapel Hill voters, with only a 26% approval rating and 40% disapproval. But despite the contentiousness of this year's election, the poll showed strong favorability ratings for all of the individual candidates in Chapel Hill, including those who did not win. Now to Carborough, where Damon Siles will be the town's new mayor, winning 90% of the vote in the race to succeed outgoing Mayor Lydia Lavelle. But the big story is in the race for town council, where incumbents Barbara Fushi and Randy Haven O'Donnell both won re-election, but the third seat went to a challenger, Danny Nowell, leaving longtime town council member Jacqueline Gist on the outside looking in. 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach breaks it down.
The Carborough mayor race was called earlier in the evening, with Damon Siles receiving 92% of the early vote. This is his first term as mayor after serving on town council since 2013. Siles told 97.9 The Hill he was looking forward to getting to work.
Part of what we have to do, especially in a region like the Triangle, in communities, special communities like Carborough, part of this larger region, is embrace the change that all of these growth pressures are bringing upon us and think about what the next 20, 30 years mean for a little town like Carborough in this larger region. And I'm ready to do that. I think a lot of people in this community are ready to do that, and we'll get to work.
Siles defeated challenger Michael Benson for the mayoral seat. Siles thanked outgoing Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle and previous Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton in his remarks.
The two of them have been really great role models for me, and it really taught me how to be a mayor, and looking forward to following in their footsteps.
In the Carborough Town Council race, incumbents Jacqueline Gist, Randy Haven O'Donnell, and Barbara Fushi ran against challengers Aja Kelleher and Danny Nowell for three seats. Fushi, Nowell, and Haven O'Donnell led the early vote and maintained their leads when all eight precincts were reported. Haven O'Donnell was first elected in 2005. This will be their fourth term on the council. They were endorsed by Sierra Club, Daily Tar Heel, Equality NC, and Breakfast Club. Fushi was first elected in 2017 and currently serves as Mayor Pro Tem of Carborough. This will be her second term on council, and she said she was grateful for four more years to serve the Carborough community.
It's certainly been an honor, and I have a lot of gratitude. I'm very humbled by the trust that the community continues to put in me.
Fushi said she believes voters were satisfied with her service and the perspective she brings as a woman of color on the town council.
As I said throughout my whole campaign, representation does matter, and my community recognizes that, and I appreciate it.
A newcomer to the Carborough Town Council, Nowell said he believes Carborough had a strong appetite to be a progressive leader and model that it understands itself to be.
We have a town full of people who want to figure it out, what it means to be a town that gets it right on climate, a town that gets it right on racial equity. And I'm so honored and so thankful that by reaching out to all of our neighbors, by knocking these doors, you know, we have found that appetite.
Nowell said he is receptive to the message of everyone who lives in Carborough.
If you're invested in this community and you want to take part in it, I want to be a part of the solutions to your problems. I want to hear from you, and I want to be able to mobilize resources on your behalf.
Incumbent Jacqueline Gist lost her seat after serving on the council since 1989. This is the first time since 2001 an incumbent lost their seat to a challenger on the Carborough Town Council. Siles, Fushi, Haven O'Donnell, and Nowell will begin their terms for their elected roles in December. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
Now to the race for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, which had four candidates running strong campaigns for three open seats. In the end, though, it was not close. Ariza Jenkins, George Griffin, and Mike Sharp won election easily, with Meredith Pruitt trailing nearly 10,000 votes behind in fourth. 97.9 The Hill's Ben Rappaport has more.
Ariza Jenkins returned to her home shortly after polls closed at 7:30. She greeted voters at the polls since 6:30 a.m., but the chaos didn't stop when she reached her driveway. Her three children were running around the house. Guests were coming in and out.
Hello.
And she was frantically trying to set up her home with food, drinks, and COVID safety protections for her guests at her election night party. Eventually, Jenkins got to take a breath. She saw the election results. She had won their election for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education, along with Mike Sharp and George Griffin. All three candidates gathered at Jenkins' house. They were the only ones endorsed for the Board of Education race by local groups like Indy Week, the Daily Tar Heel, and the Progressive Democrats. Sharp said they didn't know each other before the campaign, but decided to endorse one another because they shared similar visions for the direction of the board.
We discovered quickly that we had a lot of the same priorities, and that's what gave us the impetus to sort of support each other.
The three candidates come from different backgrounds. Sharp is a teacher, Jenkins is a mother and PTA member, and Griffin is a former principal. Jenkins said having diversity in viewpoints is part of what made the night so special.
Being a single parent, it's going to be an opportunity to provide a different voice, a different perspective to the board that I think we haven't really had. Hopefully, we can bring some great decisions and outcomes for students.
At polling stations throughout Orange County, the three candidates handed out navy blue campaign pamphlets, urging voters to select the trio. While they each said it was exhausting being outside for 13 hours, Sharp said it meant a lot to see how much voters cared about education issues.
I started working at 6:30 and went all the way till 7:30 and then went home and started watching, you know, to find out the numbers. And it was absolutely exhausting. And then every time that I felt like it was exhausting, I heard from somebody else that supported me and I was reinvigorated.
At the end of the night, Griffin, Jenkins, and Sharp earned more than 85% of the total vote, beating out the other three candidates. Jenkins said they will continue to engage in dialogue together as they join the four returning members of the Board of Education in the winter. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.
Elsewhere in the area, a good night for incumbents in Hillsboro as Jen Weaver was reelected mayor and Kathleen Ferguson and Rob English were reelected to the town board. A different story in Pittsboro, though, where incumbent mayor Jim Nass was ousted by the town's previous mayor, Cindy Perry. She regained her seat with 2/3 of the vote. Town board member Michael Fiocco also lost his reelection bid, unseated by James Vose, though the other incumbent, Pamela Baldwin, did earn reelection. And in Durham, Elaine O'Neill will be the city's first ever black female mayor. She got 85% of the vote to win her race. Incumbent city council members Deidreana Freeman and Mark Anthony Middleton both won re-election easily. The only suspenseful race in Durham was in Ward 3, Pierce Freelon stepping down from the city council, so two candidates running to replace him. It was close, but Leonardo Williams narrowly defeated A.J. Williams, 51% to 49%. Much more on our website, chapelboro.com. Head there for full numbers. In non-election news, Chapel Hill police are seeking your help as they try to identify someone accused of stealing items and money from the Delta Chi fraternity house on West Cameron Avenue in the early evening hours of Saturday, October 9th. There's a surveillance photo of the suspect on our website, chapelboro.com. If you have any information, contact the Chapel Hill PD. In Raleigh, the General Assembly has signed off on new congressional district maps drawn to give Republicans a 10-4 edge in the U.S. House. Action is expected today to approve state legislative district maps that also give the GOP a big advantage. Lawsuits are certain to follow as the state Supreme Court struck down partisan gerrymandering in 2019 as a violation of the state constitution. Also in Raleigh, the State Department of Environmental Quality has filed a lawsuit against Colonial Pipeline, saying the company is failing to meet their obligations to address a 1 million gallon gasoline spill earlier this year that caused shortages across the state. That was the largest gas spill in state history. And finally, more good news on the COVID-19 front as hospitalizations dropped again yesterday, now 1,150 in North Carolina. Time is 6:24. One more bit of election news coming up tomorrow. That organization, Next Chapel Hill Carrboro, is hosting a post-election happy hour from 6 to 9 p.m. at Franklin Motors on West Franklin Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Franklin Street Realty. The ACC tournament begins tonight for UNC men's soccer. Seventh-seeded Tar Heels host 10-seed Syracuse at 6 in the opening round, with the winner moving on to face 2-seed Clemson in the quarterfinals on Sunday. Meanwhile, UNC field hockey is in Syracuse, getting ready for their own ACC tourney to begin. Star forward Aaron Mattson won ACC Offensive Player of the Week honors for the fourth time this year after getting a hat trick in Carolina's 3-2 win over Virginia. The Tar Heels are the 3-seed in the ACC tournament, and they face Wake Forest in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 6. UNC football is also getting set to take on Wake Forest. Their game is Saturday in Keenan Stadium. The Tar Heels are losing two more players to the transfer portal, though. Wide receiver Emery Simmons and defensive lineman Christian Varner have both announced plans to leave Chapel Hill. Varner's been struggling with injuries and hasn't played this year. Simmons has had limited playing time after getting some starts last season. One more game in action tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes look to stay undefeated when they face the Blackhawks in Chicago. That game at 8:30.